Good morning. It is the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now 100.9. Follow the show on Twitter and on Instagram. It's at Joe and Alex Show. You want to follow me? All my social media, Joe Pesh Radio. Alex is Yo Alex Raps with a Z. And of course, you can call on the show anytime. Our number is 317-239-1009. Is this Tegan?
Hi, guys.
Hey, yes. What's up? What's going on with you? You're on the Joe and Alex Show.
Oh, good morning. I've been trying to get through to you guys all week.
Well,
I
welcome.
I listen every single morning to your show. I never miss it.
Thank
you.
I
feel like you guys are my best friends.
Aw.
Come here. Hug. Oh, there we go.
Group hug. Hug.
So I wanted to tell you what happened to me at my new job.
Oh, okay.
Cool. What's up?
All right. So my boss has a lazy eye, and it's so bad that you seriously cannot tell where he's looking.
Oh, that's awkward.
Okay.
I didn't know this, but apparently in my office, it's an unspoken rule that you do not look at my boss's lazy eye.
Mm.
Like, you're not supposed to make, you're only supposed to make eye contact with the other one, the non-lazy one.
Okay.
Do you know which one it is, though? I mean, I just would, if I didn't know if it was the left or right side, I assumed to stare at the nose.
Right? That's pretty smart. But yeah, it's his like his right one that's lazy. So you're supposed to stare at the left one.
Uh huh.
So he's been super rude to me and making fun of me because I don't know, I'm new and stuff. And all of my coworkers were like, "Oh my gosh, Tegan, we forgot to tell you to never look at his crazy eye." Like, all right, I didn't know this. Like,
yeah.
The word on the street is like, his wife caught him with a sheep on their farm.
What?
That they own.
All right, Tegan, and I don't think that's real.
Wait, so word on the street, like word on the street as in like the office?
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so his wife caught him with a sheep on their farm.
Yeah, and she clocked him so hard that his eye just went wonky.
I would not repeat that. It sounds like your boss was a bad boy. So, all right.
That's fantastic. Wow.
Wait, is this the first time you've ever had a job, Tegan, where there's kind of like a weird unspoken like workplace rule?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, like, I don't know. I feel like maybe everyone has some sort of unspoken rule that they abide by where they work.
Well, I kind of wonder the same thing, too. 317-239-1009. Is there kind of an unspoken rule at your workplace? You don't have to tell us where you work at, but, I mean, Tegan, you're saying that you got the lazy eye kind of a rule right there and don't look at it. How's it been since this all went down? Are you getting used to it at all?
Yeah. I mean, I feel like maybe it was like a prank or something, but I mean, I'm sure it isn't actually what happened to him.
Oh, the sheep thing?
Oh, of course it didn't happen.
No, I hope it did.
I know, I'm kind of bummed if it didn't.
That's a fantastic like break room rumor, though, to like say that is what happened with your boss. Like, I'm obsessed. I like the people that you work with sound great. So they should have told you ahead of time about the unspoken rule, obviously, but that's pretty funny.
Yeah. It kind of made me feel better with him trying to make fun of me because I'm new. It's like, I know your secret.
Absolutely. Well, Tegan, you're a hoot. I'm so glad that you called in this morning. Thanks for talking to us.
Yes, thank you so much, guys.
All right, you have a good one. 317-239-1009. Does anybody else listening to the Joe and Alex Show actually have an unwritten rule at your job? It's like, hey, live up, girl. Listen, I know you're new here and stuff.
Like no tuna sandwiches in the studio?
Well, I mean, I guess. But I mean, don't you want something juicier than a tuna sandwich?
When I used to be an intern at a finance firm, it was kind of like an unspoken rule that none of the actual financial advisors knew how to use the printer.
No way.
Or like the copier.
Like, so you had to do it for them?
Yes. Like you would have to do it for them. And like all of the secretaries and like the interns knew how to use it. But none of the actual advisors ever did.
Hey, good morning. You're on the Joe and Alex Show. Who is this?
Hi.
What's your name?
This is Sarah.
Hey, Sarah, what's the unwritten rule at your job?
It's not really a rule. It's kind of a guy with the higher ups. They would play a game with all the new females to try and get them to show you their boobs without actually physically saying it.
What?
Wait a minute. I love this. How does it happen?
I guess they just seem interested. Most of them were married men.
Oh my god.
Okay, this isn't as interesting. I thought you'd be like,
but how would they do it? Yeah. Like, what's the game?
They would just flirt, and they would try to pretty much try to get you to have sex on their property.
Whoa.
Oh my gosh, this sounds like a sexual harassment case, yeah, see, like waiting to happen.
I'm bummed out. I thought when she was talking about it, she's like, what would do? Like, hey, Liv, can you reach for that thing really high above your head?
Sarah, how,
or something?
Sarah, how long have you been working at the brothel?
I don't work there no more. I worked there about a year and a half.
Okay, cool.
Well, a year ago she worked at the brothel.
Good for you for getting out of there.
Oh, hey, let's wrap up. We have one more call. This is the lazy eye boss guy.
Stop
no, no,
it.
No, this is the goat.
The sheep.
Yeah, I feel so bad for you, man. Thanks for calling in.